If you're itching to buy a boat that's gotten lots of attention over the last 10 months, there's no time to waste. The 43-foot vessel called Deep Thought is up for bids in an auction that closes August 5th at noon. The boat was stranded and abandoned just south of Bradford Beach from last October until May. That's when cranes lifted the vessel off its rocky perch. Now the Milwaukee County Parks Department hopes to recoup the cost by selling the boat. Standing near the spot Deep Thought was stranded, Vanessa Koster is happy the boat is no longer here. Koster's director of administration with Milwaukee County Parks. Her department collaborated with multiple agencies to remove the vessel in May.
With the Coast Guard, with Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. It was closely inspected, like the sand, the integrity of the sand, and making sure there's no leaking fluids or gasoline.
Koster says gasoline was not an issue because the owners of Deep Thought ran out of fuel before they abandoned the boat during a storm last October. Still, Koster says every precaution was taken when crews prepared to lift and haul the boat away.
There were hazmat, there and mats down, sure there was no disturbance. So, all of the sand was kept in place. There was some sand and sediment that had hardened in the boat, but otherwise everything was, kept in place.
It cost about $50,000 to get the job done, including towing the boat 14 miles to its temporary home at All City Towing. An anonymous donor, along with a local foundation, covered $30,000. That left taxpayers on the hook for $20,000. Koster hopes the auction will make up the difference. The boat's owners weren't held responsible because they reportedly couldn't afford to pay.
So if there's anyone interested in purchasing this unique vessel, there's still time.
Aaron Zaleski says it's unfortunate so much money had to be spent on the boat's removal.
It's just not a great use of resources, of public funding, or even if it's philanthropic dollars funding. That is money that could have been used for something else.
Zaleski is environmental director at Harbor District, Inc. During its prolonged residence along the lakeshore, Deep Thought developed a following. A ballerina danced atop it. Artists adorned it with graffiti. Some people wish the boat would remain stuck in the lake, but Zaleski views the vessel's presence through an environmental lens.
In a boat like that, the materials it's made out of break down over time into microplastics that make their way into food chains in ways that we're just starting to understand.
Zaleski hopes Deep Thought cultivates deep thinking about the importance of Lake Michigan and how everything we do affects it.
Like one styrofoam container thrown out a car window isn't going to make up, but the cumulative impact of a lot of different things add up to have impacts on the environment and on ecosystems and water quality.
Zaleski says humans have a give-and-take relationship with the lake that's as positive as we want to make it. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.